You may have a seat. If you're a kid, come on up. Let the bedlam begin. No, they're not full of bedlam. Come on up. Yeah, that's right. Come on up. All right. Good morning. So it seems like every time I come and talk to you, I talk to you about another character. And I think it was a few months ago we talked about Hulk. Yes, you remember that? Yes. And then last month we talked about Baymax, right? Baymax, right. All right, so this week, if you haven't read the bulletin already, then we're going to talk about her. Who's this? Reference the shoes. Cinderella. Okay, who's seen the new one? Who saw the new Cinderella film? Raise your hand. Yes, okay. So what's Cinderella about? You saw it? What's it about?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Does it really matter, right? I don't know. Who cares? What's it about? Anybody know? What's it about, Luke?
Not that much. I'm confused.
You're confused. Okay. I'll go to my wild card. Seamus, what's Cinderella about?
It's about a girl that wants to go to a ball to meet this prince.
Yes.
She doesn't know he's a prince at first.
She doesn't know he's a prince first. Okay, that's enough. Stop. He'll tell you the whole story. All right. So does anybody remember, how Cinderella got her name? How did Cinderella get her name?
Her sisters were making fun of her.
That's right. And what's her real name? What's the name her mother gave her?
Ella.
Ella. That's right. So how did it become Cinderella?
She
That's right. She was responsible for cleaning the whole house, including the fireplace. And whenever she would clean the fireplace, she would get cinders. She would get ashes. Cinders is another word for ashes. She would get cinders all over her dress. And so the stepsisters would go, "Ah, Cinderella!" Just like that. "We'll call you Cinderella!" Right? Thank you. Does anybody remember, though, at the beginning of the film, Ella, who eventually became Cinderella, Ella's mother got really sick. And Ella's mother was dying. And Ella's mother called Ella into her at her bedside and told her to do two things as her dying wish. What were they? Do you remember? What were they, Olivia?
Have courage and be kind.
Have courage and be kind. And what does Cinderella do throughout the film? She's given tests all over the place about whether she's going to have courage and whether or not she's going to be kind. So her father remarries, and the stepmother is very greedy and very unkind and very awful to her, and her children are very ugly to Cinderella, right? But there becomes an opportunity where Cinderella meets this man whom she doesn't know who he is, turns out to be a prince, and then somehow she gets an invitation to go to a
ball,
right. And what happens when Cinderella's stepmother and stepsisters find out that she's going to the ball? What do they do? They tear her dress. They say, "There's no way you're going," right? And then who appears when Cinderella is at her last wit's end? The fairy godmother who's on the front of your bulletin. You thought, we have gone new age today, haven't we, baby? The fairy godmother shows up. And what does the fairy godmother do for Cinderella?
Gives her a dress.
Of course, Cinderella Savannah says that. What else does the fairy godmother do? What else, David? Gives her a carriage, turns lizards into coachmen, turns the duck into the driver. She goes to the ball, she gets to the ball, she dances with the prince, and then when the midnight hour strikes, just as the fairy godmother told her, the magic is going to disappear. And so she runs away as quickly as she can because she doesn't want anybody to know that it's really all part of the magic. And she gets home, and everything falls apart, but she ends up with what? One glass slipper. And the prince wants to know who that woman was. And so he searches the entire realm to find out whose foot does this slipper fit. And what happens when Cinderella's stepmother finds out that Cinderella is trying to show everybody that she's that girl? What happens?
She says, "Did you steal it?" And Cinderella goes, "No, it was given to me." And she goes, "Nothing is given, everything is pay, pay, pay."
Cinderella runs upstairs to retrieve the slipper. She looks under the wood. She looks in the box that she had hidden it in, and there's no slipper. And then from behind the curtain in the attic, comes the voice of her stepmother saying, "Looking for something?" And she holds out that glass slipper, and Cinderella says, "That's mine." And the wicked stepmother says, "How did you get this?" And Cinderella says, "It was given to me." And as Seamus said, what does the wicked stepmother say in reply? "Nothing is given. Everything in this world is pay, pay, pay." Little ones, the reason I'm telling you this story is not to relive the wondrousness of that film, but to tell you this truth, that every good story tells God's story. Tells God's story of what he did for us in Jesus. When the wicked stepmother says to Cinderella, "Nothing is given, everything is pay, pay," that's what most of us think in this world, that nothing good that could ever come to us will ever be given to us free. But brothers and sisters and little ones, I'm here to tell you that there is one thing, the best thing that will ever come to you is nothing you can pay for. It is given. And the one thing, the best thing that is given to you is to become part of God's family. And the only way you could is for someone else to pay. And someone did. And that was Jesus. He paid with his own life. He paid with his own blood so that you could become part of his family. And the only way you can become part of his family is if he gives you the right to do so. My challenge to you is that every time you listen to a good story, you try to figure out where you hear God's story in that. And the way I want you to help remember that is that this morning I have for you gold coins to let you know that, yes, all good things and the best things cost. But the best thing that you could ever get was paid for by somebody else. And so what I want to do to say goodbye and to say thank you for coming is to give each of you a coin. So let me pray for you, and then I'm going to ask Ms. Liesel if she would hand out the coins at the back of the room. Let me pray for you. Lord Jesus, if you have woven your story into many stories, we pray that you would continue to weave your story into ours, that we might rest in the fact that the best thing we've ever gotten was something we could never get with ourselves, with our light, with our beauty, with our strength, with our intellect. We have none of those things to receive the best thing. You've given us that best thing. Oh, would you weave that into the real fabric of our own story? In Jesus' name, amen.
It wasn't a duck, it was a goose.
It wasn't a duck, it was a goose, in case you were concerned. Thank you very much, Luke. Excellent. Thank you, everybody. You may have a seat, children. Thanks for coming up.